Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You say, John, that's crazy. I'm 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight. I can't live it weight that's less than that. I say, yes, you can. You just don't know how. Look, you can't seem to lose weight. It's frustrating. It drives you crazy. Your doctor tells you you weigh too much. Your friends say, gosh, you're really overweight, you should lose weight. You know you're making yourself unhappy. The fact of the matter is that you will never permanently lose weight until you understand why you made yourself fat. What's that? I made myself fat, you say? It's all the fast food restaurants. It's the big portions. It's whatever. The answer is nonsense. You made yourself fat all by yourself. No one helped you. You did it by yourself. You got to face that. You know, you may have not have had a choice, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. Nobody made you do it, so why did you do it? Think about why did you make yourself fat, and why are you still keeping yourself fat? That's right, you are keeping yourself fat. The reality is, and the simple fact is, emotionally, it was more important for you to put food in your mouth than it was to be thin. It's exactly your problem today. It is more important to you to put the food in your mouth. Look. People glamorize eating. They have recipes in all the magazines, all the books. Do this, do that. Here's this wonderful souffle. Here's this wonderful dish. Eating is very simply four steps. You put food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. That is all eating is. There is nothing else. But it is a need to put the food in your mouth that is keeping yourself fat. That's the problem. Remember, food is not the problem. Food just lays there. You are the problem. Why? Because you keep putting all the food in your mouth. You know, it's not the food. Let me make this very clear. It's not food itself. It is what the food does for you emotionally. It's how the food makes you feel. You know, put a little chocolate in your mouth, makes you feel better. Makes you feel more secure. Put meat, whatever you want, pizza, chicken, I mean, any difference what? You put in your mouth and you feel better. When you're anxious, what do? You put something in your mouth. Oh, God, that feels so good. When you're depressed, what do? You put something in your mouth. When you're down, you put something in your mouth. That's all you're doing. Don't even call it eating. It isn't eating. You don't need the nourishment if you're overweight, if you weigh too much, and you probably are if you're listening to this. Why are you putting the food in your mouth? You don't need the nourishment. So once you accept the fact that you don't need the nourishment, understand why you're doing it. You don't want to admit this. You say, John, I'm not eating for emotional reasons, because you'll feel like an emotional weakling. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to have any reality with it. You want to deny it. That's okay. You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. It's a free world. The fact is, it is not a logical issue. It is an emotional issue. Do not blame fast food restaurants. That's irrelevant. They are irrelevant. Food is irrelevant. Food itself is irrelevant. It is all you. It is all what the food does for you. You know, not everybody's fat. Some people are thin. Really, how come? If you blame it on their metabolism, I suggest you go see your doctor. Doctors are geniuses with metabolism. They can cure anything you want dealing with metabolism. They have pills, they have shots, they have medicines. Go see your doctor. He or she will fix that for you. But we all know really well it's not your metabolism. You just can't stop putting all the food in your mouth. You know why? If you stopped, you'd become nervous. You'd become anxious. You'd feel deprived. Indeed, indeed. Not just logically deprived, emotionally deprived. You'd get nervous. That is why diets never, ever, ever work on a long-term basis. Oh, yes, you say, I know this friend of mine who lost 30 pounds. Really? How many people do you know who have permanently lost weight? I mean permanently lost weight and don't have to worry about it anymore. Almost everybody you know who's been on any kind of a diet has regained any weight they thought that was lost. Why? Why would they do this? Why? Ask yourself why. Why did you have to put all the food in your mouth to make yourself fat? You're concentrating on a diet. You want to know, okay, John, tell me what I should or shouldn't eat. What should I put in my mouth? How many calories a day? How many points? Whatever. Sell me a book. Tell me to go to meetings. First of all, let me tell you, I don't want any of your money. This is free. You'll save your money. You'll need it for new clothes. You are putting food in your mouth because you have an emotional need to do it. That's right, an emotional need. You may as well face the fact. It's the only way you're permanently going to weigh less. And I mean permanently. I mean for good. And the way you do it is to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. John, you sound like a broken record. Yes, that's true. I do. Because it is. It's not a broken record. It's the fact. Look, so you want to know how to do it. The thought of giving up your chocolate or candy or meat or potatoes or popcorn or whatever it is threatening to you because you know it will make you nervous. It will make you unhappy. It will make you insecure. You'll feel deprived. That's why diets aren't the way to go. You don't even have to exercise. Oh, sure, you should. Working out's great. Everybody should do it. But it's not going to solve your problem. The problem is so simple. You say, okay, John, you've convinced me. Okay, it's an emotional issue. How do I get rid of it? How do I eliminate or divorce, as I call it, the need you feel to put all the food in your mouth? Well, I've developed a process, which I will tell you, and I will tell you again, this is free. I do not want your money. Save your money. You'll need it to buy new clothes. Look, it's really simple. The first thing you do, and it's fundamentally so simple that at the end of the day, when you understand it and master it, you'll say, oh my gosh, I've wasted all that time, all those years. I could have been thin. I could have weighed anything I want. That's why my book is called, You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. Anything you want. Look, first, what you have to do fundamentally is accept the fact and understand the feeling you get from the food. Look, here's what to do. Pick a food you like. I don't even care what it is. It doesn't make a bit of difference. It may differ for everybody. Put it in your mouth. Roll it around in your tongue. Get all the juices out of it, wherever they are, and see how it makes you feel. Don't swallow it right away. Have the food in your mouth. How does it make you feel? Not just the taste. I'm asking, what's your emotional reaction to the food? You will see, if you do this honestly, you will tell yourself and you will see what you've been doing. And for the first time, you'll understand it. It's not the food. It's how the food makes you feel. Okay, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel more secure? Look, this isn't a test. You don't report to me. You don't get a grade. This is all you. You're the one who made yourself fat. You're the one who's keeping yourself fat. No, do not try to eat less. It's pointless. Your emotional needs have to be satisfied. That's simply the fact of the matter. And as long as you rely on food to do this, you will always be, you'll always be overweight, fat, or whatever you want to call it, obese, and you can't control it. Why? Because it's an emotional need. That's why diets are a waste of time. I don't have a diet for you. I have something far better. I'm going to tell you and deal with how to eliminate the cause of being fat. It's that simple. The first step, and do it over and over till you understand it. Put food in your mouth, keep it there. How does it make you feel? And tell yourself the truth. We'll continue this. I don't like to make these podcasts too long, but if you want to read more about it, you can go to my website, www.emotionalchange, that's one word, emotionalchange.com, and click on Daily Experiences. There must be 50 or 60 of them on there. It'll take you through things that you go through every day, and you'll begin to understand why it is you're fat and why you're keeping yourself fat. I'll tell you again, it's not the food. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I will make you really thin, I promise, and all free of charge. Goodbye.